Thank you, John. I'll now hand over to Phil.
Our third set of stories goes into the animal world. Expect hedgehogs, piglets, a dog and a cat. Alison has the first hedgehog tale. Do hedgehogs have tails? I don't think we're going to find out.
The Norfolk coastal village of Winterton has officially become a hedgehog-friendly community. The whole community worked to make a safe environment for hedgehogs as part of a campaign combating the recent decline in hedgehog populations across the UK. This included projects like a boat builder making 18 homes for the hedgehogs to nest and hibernate, and installing tunnels to monitor their movement and favourite routes in the village. It also saw the facilitation of free movement of the prickly creatures by initiating the creation of hedgehog highways, 13-centimetre holes in fences and obstacles, allowing them to make the most of garden habitats and forage freely. This is a brilliant project. Over 70 villages have been involved, and we're delighted to have so many people come forward to want to make their gardens better places for wildlife, including hedgehogs.
A wildlife rescuer is hanging up his gloves after more than 30 years of helping hedgehogs. Having lived in Thorpe St Andrews since 1991, John Claxton, 68, has built up a reputation in the local area as one of the foremost hedgehog rescuers. But the retired safety consultant announced this week that his hedgehog rescue service, known as TSA Hedgehog Rescue, would permanently close at the end of the month. Born and bred in Norwich, Mr. Claxton's been helping to care for injured hedgehogs and abandoned hoglets for 3 decades and received formal training at Vale Wildlife Hospital in Gloucestershire 5 years ago. Over the years, he's helped to rehabilitate and release hundreds of hedgehogs back into the wild. He currently has his hands full with 14 hedgehogs, including 2 mums with hoglets and 4 hoglets who've been separated from their mums who require hand feeding every 4 hours. Now, for personal reasons, he's having to relocate. I'm extremely grateful to the people of Thorpe St Andrew, Mr. Claxton said. There's lots of good people out there who care about animals. I won't stop helping hedgehogs. I'll just be helping them in a different location. People concerned about a hedgehog can ring the Hodmetods helpline on 07835 498 970. That is 07835 498 970, where they'll be connected to a local rescuer.
An innovative Norfolk farm manager has helped celebrity farmer Jeremy Clarkson to save the lives of piglets on his hit TV show. Rob McGregor, an award-winning farmer who looks after a 1,000-sow outdoor pig herd near Fakenham, has made a valuable contribution to the latest series of Clarkson's Farm. Viewers of the popular Prime Video show will have witnessed the challenges of caring for newborn piglets at Diddley Squat Farm and the difficulties in preventing sows from lying on their young. They will also have seen ideas to improve piglet survival being discussed with Mr. McGregor and Jamie McDonald of Technete Engineering, the firm based near Ely, which manufactures the insulated plastic Aardvark XL farrowing huts used at Clarkson's Farm. Together, the trio devised the Clarkson Ring, a steel hoop that fits inside the hut to provide piglets with a safe corridor around the internal circumference.
A man who went into panic mode and ran into the sea to save his dog has been overwhelmed by the kindness of strangers. Curtis Johnson from Sudbury in Suffolk was visiting friends in Dereham at the weekend. He got up early on Saturday morning, so decided to take his dog Rex, a 4-year-old border collie cross, to Cromer for a morning walk. Mr. Johnson let him off the lead when they were walking along the promenade, and his dog then jumped over the steep sea wall next to the pier at 7 a.m, just before high tide. He said, "Rex walks to heel the majority of the time, and we usually go to beaches like Clacton-on-Sea, where the sea wall is low. I didn't think about it being so high in Cromer. I went into panic mode and started to take my jumper off to follow him over the wall. He took off most of his clothes and ran down a slope into the sea to reach Rex, with members of the public throwing rope and a life buoy ring, which he placed his shivering pet on until the lifeboat arrived. They were rescued by the RNLI at 7:30 a.m. and both dog and owner are shaken, but only have minor injuries.
A mischievous Moggy has been reunited with its owner after more than 2 years on the run. Following stints living in the prison grounds, Sadie was found in the former Mercy nightclub in Prince of Wales Road during renovation work. The black and white short-haired cat was taken to a vet, and her owner, Stacia McMenemy, was over the moon when she got the call last week from Chapelfield Veterinary Partnership to let her know. "I cried the whole way there," said Stacia, who lives in Thorpe Hamlet. "My broken heart is mended." The builders at the former club and cinema, working to transform the site into flats, told Stacia they'd been regularly distracted by the sound of a cat meowing all over the building. It took them a long time to find her because she was trapped in the air conditioning vent, so her cries were echoing all around the building, she explained.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison, and Alison Applin. Tim Peters and Jane Pratt are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, one more set of news, one more feature, and more letters from evening news readers.